You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time to review the holiday offerings from professional theater companies all around Michigan. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is back with us, and we begin with Charlie Brown and Snoopy.
That's right. It's a touring show of Charlie Brown's Christmas, and that comes to the Fox Theater for two performances this weekend on December 15th. I don't know, Cynthia, do we really have to tell the folks how this story goes?
Well, the show has been on forever, but you stop and you realize that creator Charles Schulz left us nearly 19 years ago, and kids are not diving for the newspaper comics the way that we baby boomers did.
That's right. And, you know, the cartoon, the original cartoon is only about 30 minutes, right? It's a little short of that to allow for commercials. But this show lasts a bit longer than that. And they kind of play out the experience a bit with carol singing that everybody can join in with the Peanuts characters. And yeah, like you said, I think this is a show where a lot of grandparents are going to take
their grandkids
because they're not, you know, as a new discovery because, you know, it's people our generation that are steeped in this.
So you could say, you know,
so the kids.
There was a cool dog before Paw Patrol and his name was Snoopy and you need to go see this.
That's right.
All right. And now we head up Woodward, go north to Ferndale and the Ringwald.
Yeah, I would segue this with now for something completely different. The Ringwald is a small theater, great following on Woodward, and they do a lot of funny shows. And often is there one with sort of a gay or cross-dressing theme. This show, which is called Merry Christmas to Everyone Except Christina, is a bit of a send-up of Joan Crawford in A Christmas Story getting some revenge and payback on her daughter Christina for writing the Mommy Dearest book.
Oh, boy. I have to wonder if wire hangers play a part in this.
I would think. And I'm going to kind of leave it there. You know, ho, ho, ho. It ain't Charlie Brown's Christmas, but, you know, we already have one of those. This little holiday gem also opens this week. It actually opens on Monday night. It has a shorter run for next week. So,
and now, continuing north, we head to Flint and the Flint Repertory Theater.
Yeah, so this is a newly constituted theater. It used to be the Flint Youth Theater, but they still have programming for young audiences. And so this weekend they'll be opening The Little Prince. And a lot of us know this story. In the middle of the Sahara, a stranded aviator meets up with the little prince, who hails from a small, faraway asteroid. And then the story is in kind of a dreamlike sequence where the journey of the two kind of unfolds across the universe. It's a delightful story. It's been around a long time.
Good family.
Very good family entertainment. And this newly constituted Flint Rep is doing really nice work. So. Very, very much recommended. All ages opens this weekend.
Very good. Now back to Ferndale, where George Bailey comes alive again.
Yeah. So this is a brand new little theater company called the ETC Theater Company. They kind of started out. I think they're still flirting with their name as the Eden Theater Company, but for now we'll call them the ETC. And they're doing the It's a Wonderful Life radio play. And they're doing it in the Slipstream Theater Initiative Space in Ferndale. And that's this Friday at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. I love radio plays.
Now, yeah, and for those who don't get what that means,
sure.
How does a radio play differ from the traditional play?
Well, it's kind of like, and you and I know what this is like, it would back in the 40s and 50s when radio was big and radio plays were big, they would have studio audiences, right? So... and it was a terrific experience because, you know, you saw the Foley board operator. You saw, in a lot of cases, they had three or four actors playing 9 or 10 characters. And it's just, it's a whole genre unto itself. So I expect that to be a very good experience. I'm going.
That does sound a lot. It does sound very fun, actually, to see that. Now we go to head west to Kalamazoo to the Farmer's Alley Theater.
Yeah, we're all over the state this week. Farmer's Alley is doing the marvelous Wonderettes, Dream On, which is a sequel to The Marvelous Wonderettes. And this is a jukebox musical. It's been around, done very well. The original is about a foursome, a girl singing group. It starts out in like 1959, and they are transported in the original up to 1969. Well, they went back to that formula where they come back to their high school for their homeroom teacher's retirement party. So we get a few songs from that era. But then Act Two, they go to their 20th high school reunion. So now we're in 1979. And so we get a sample of that era's music, which I don't know about you, but it's not, for me, a golden age of music.
Well, there were, for instance, just take a listen to one of the big monster hits from that era in the 70s. This is the Captain and Tennille's Love Will Keep Us Together. So that is the type of song we're hearing from that late 70s. I am woman.
I am woman. Yeah. You're no good. You know, things like this that, again, it's a very nostalgic piece. It's very successful. It's a breezy night out at the theater.
Fun.
It's not going to see a play about, you know, the Catholic sex scandal or something
or
like
ghosts.
That. Or ghosts.
Coming in the middle of the
We're
night.
We're not, exactly. Yeah. Ghosts, no ghosts coming in the middle of the night. Just a lot of fun. So.
And now you want to tease something that is coming to Detroit in January. And certainly when you think of the history of American theater, this one is an important moment.
Rent, yeah. It's a touring production of Rent. It's coming back to the Fisher. It runs from January 8th to the 20th. Again, telling people about Rent feels a little bit like telling them about Charlie Brown's Christmas, but for those who aren't initiated, it's an adaptation of the opera La Boheme. But the setting was moved to the Lower East Side of Manhattan in the mid-1990s, at the time of the AIDS crisis. The musical's original, of course. Show won many Tonys. It's a cult favorite. These touring shows of Rent have been packed, and they are fabulous. They're cast very, very carefully. So try and get your tickets now, because they do tend to go.
All right. So with that in mind, what better way to kind of wrap up for the year by taking us back to Charlie Brown Christmas, which again, as you say, a couple performances coming up December 15th at the Fox. Thanks so much, David Kiley, Encore Michigan.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.